Although no one in this, no, although no one in the material world is equal to or greater than Lord Shiva, and although his unimpeachable character is followed by great souls to dismantle the mass of nescience, he nevertheless remains as if a devil to give salvation to all devotees of the Lord. Purport, Lord Shiva's uncivilized, devilish characteristics are never abominable because he teaches the sincere devotees of the Lord how to practice detachment from material enjoyment. He is called Mahadeva, or the greatest of all demigods, and no one is equal to or greater than him in the material world. He is almost equal with Lord Vishnu. Although he always associates with Maya, Durga, he is above the reactionary stage of the three modes of material nature. And although he is in charge of devilish characters in the mode of ignorance, he is not affected by such association. We find several places in Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord Shiva is glorified. Also, of course, Sati, which was the history of Sati, is recorded in the fourth canto, in which he's also glorified. And we find actually throughout the Vedic literatures that Lord Shiva is glorified. And he's glorified to such an extent that it may be very difficult to understand who is the supreme, because in some places Vishnu is described as supreme, and in other places Lord Shiva is described as supreme, and in some places Lord Shiva worships Lord Vishnu, and in some places we find in Mahabharata that Lord Krishna performed austerities to supplicate Lord Shiva so that he could have a son, which he did, Pradyumna, his first son. So the Shaivites and the Vaishnavas will bring out different pramans from Shastra to show who is supreme, and of course it's very famous that Lord Ram worshipped Lord Shiva because he was about to attack Lord Shiva's great devotee, apparently a devotee, not really a devotee, but devotee means one who is anyabila shitashunya ka jnana kama adhyana vrita anukulyena krishna nishilanam bhakti. Really, the word bhakti, as Prabhupada has analyzed in that purport in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, really the real devotee is bhakti, bhakta. Bhakta means devotee. So real bhakta is one bhaja. The word comes from bhaj, bhakti can bhaj root. So this worship, that this term is only actually applicable in relationship with Lord Vishnu. And really bhakti, we talk about the terms are there, karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti. But if bhakti is mishrit, if it's mixed, it's not really bhakti at all. Real bhakti means without any desire. So when we say that Ravana was a devotee of Lord Shiva, we can say so in a conventional manner, but not in a very strict manner, not in the real sense of the term. So anyway, that story is there, that's well known how Lord Ram is said to have worshipped Lord Shiva at Rameshwar before setting out for Lanka.